I can't tell you how special it is to have you guys all here. This is amazing for us. Friends, family, people who probably, anybody never heard us before? Any newcomers? One, two, three. Wow, there's more than I thought. And they haven't left yet. Sweet. So we are just so excited. This is and it's really impossible to see how many people are here, but I think there's a lot. Is that right? We can see the front three rows, and that's about it. So, so the comment to me was, "Wow, I can't believe you guys sold the show out." We heard that on Wednesday. So sorry, there was 100 people tried to get tickets yesterday, so you guys could have been standing out there scalping them. So thank you for not doing that. So for those of you who don't know us, I'm going to take a second and introduce people in the band. On my far right, playing mandolin, he built this mandolin. In fact, he builds mandolins for a living. His name is Rob Brophy. Please give it up for Rob. Standing in the white shirt, so she's the brightest one in all the photos, and the shiny shoes, playing fiddle, phenomenal vocalist. For those of you who remember the Badly Bent, there was four of us when we broke up, and that was Pat, Rob, Jimmy, and me. And Cindy played in this band 10 years ago, Cindy? So Rexanne, so 10 years ago. Wow. So she's not performed with us for a really long time, except for our farewell concert last year, and that was brief. I don't know what to say about her, except what a special treat to be able to play in a band with Cindy Troutman. And the one that we're really thankful to have in the band because he attracts young people. Besides being the... I've already introduced you. There's a law against that, you know. Jimmy's from Bayfield. He is by far the best bass player I've had the pleasure to play with. Please give it up for Jimmy Largent. And I would have to say the absolute anchor of this band who made it all happen probably starting 1997, 98. Been best friends ever since then, and we just had a great time playing together. And he's an engineer. But we made him take his pocket protector off of the show. Great guy, great guitar player, great vocalist. Please welcome Pat Dressen. So my name is Mark Epstein. I play the banjo.
Get out of here. All right. He moved to Durango because he it was between Crested Butte and Durango, and he was, I don't know, I guess...
Too cold.
Yeah, too cold. Anyway, I'm not sure why you didn't choose... what's that, mountain town? You skied at all the time?
You guys don't live there.
Anyway.
Don't live there.
Okay. And Allison said, well, there's this band in Durango, and they're pretty good, and they don't have a banjo player. And he said, oh, yeah, you're right. So thank you, Allison, for... Dragon, Mark Epstein to Durango about, 2001. He joined the band immediately. The rest of us were scheming on him already when we met him, and we were jamming with him at Rocky Grass and at Pelosa. So anyway, it was fate. We met Mark Epstein, and he's been driving force ever since, and he's our good buddy. We love him so much. Y'all love him too, Mark Epstein.
So if you happen to hear our KSUT show on Wednesday, we played this song, and it's an old-time instrumental that starts with just a fiddle and a banjo, kind of how it was done back in Appalachia, way back when. And old song, I think the DJ even said it makes him want to stand up and do a jig or something. So if you feel like dancing on this is a really good tune to do it on. There's supposed to be dancing room on the sides.
There's a little bit there on the stairs.
I can see some on the stairs. I think that's a fire code violation. Any firemen here?
On my table!
On her table. There's a volunteer. The song's called Cold Frosty Morning.